The 14th International AIDS Conference opened in Barcelona, Spain earlier today, and 15,000 people are expected to attend. The United Nations estimates as many as 40 million people are infected with the virus that causes AIDS. The vast majority of them are in sub-Saharan Africa. The epidemic has stabilized in the United States, but it's expanding rapidly in other parts of the world, in Russia, China, and India. NPR's Frank Browning is in Barcelona at the conference. Frank, what's the mood like there?
Well, it's an odd, almost surreal mood at times because it's a beautiful afternoon in Barcelona and there's a kind of festive quality, and yet the reality is we're talking about what I suppose you could only call megadeth. You're talking about the likelihood of another 45 million people becoming infected with HIV in the next 5 years unless vast sums of money are spent. And you have loads and loads of pharmaceutical companies with very expensive booths in which people are spending time. You have protesters outside, not very many this year, several thousand in Durban and probably only 900 or 1,000 this year. It's a very serious conference, and at the same time, there's a strange ambience to it.
Frank, who's there?
There are probably more people from Asia, Africa, and Eastern Europe than there have been in the past. There were probably not as many Africans as were in Durban because it's so expensive to get here. But the real panic, I think, that's beginning to seep in, even to policy planners not in the health department, is that there are real strategic security issues here. If you find, as in many countries, that the military are disproportionately infected with AIDS, and those military are in unstable parts of the world, the nature of the military consequences could be pretty disturbing. And that's part of what's so strange in this very beautiful setting, that there are some quite ghastly implications about what may be happening very soon.
Frank, what are the issues likely to be at this AIDS conference?
Well, the biggest, and the overwhelmingly the biggest issue, is the access to drug treatment in the poorer parts of the world. Even when generic drugs might be available for $300 per person per year, that's still probably 10 times as much as many sub-Saharan African countries can pay. So this question of access to treatment and the way in which treatment may actually help prevention, and the way the science works on that is pretty interesting. So I would say largely this question of rich nation, poor nation has long ago replaced the questions that we saw in the early years of the epidemic about sexual identity and so on. Those issues still exist, but we're really seeing a kind of health version of the showdown between the desperate nations and the rich nations.
NPR's Frank Browning in Barcelona, Spain. Frank, thanks very much.
Thank you.